This is the Pacifica National Board's Affiliate Task Force meeting on May the 2nd, 2013. And it's being convened at 8:20 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Heather Gray, and I am one of the affiliate directors on the Pacifica National Board with WRFG Atlanta. So I'm calling this meeting to order. So, Teresa, I know we have not necessarily had elections, but I was wondering if you could, in that you are usually in that position, if you could just ask for people to name who is on the call.
Okay, I appreciate it. Bear with me 1 minute here. All right, Chandra Hoffman?
Here.
Thank you, Chandra. See, that's fine. Cynthia Johnson? All right. Question mark. John Crumshaw?
Here.
Thank you, John. Is Steve Pride on the call? All right. Does anybody know if Steve Pride got a notice of this meeting? All right. Thank you.
If he's on the list, he should have.
Was he on the list?
Go ahead and
All right. No problem.
And
Teresa
and
Allen is
out.
Present. Leanna Lopez. Leo Gold. Jessica asked for an excuse absence. Carolyn Burden asked for excuse absence. Serena Roberts asked for an excuse absence. Katia Stitt asked for an excuse absence. Janice Lane Ewart. Did she ask for an excuse absence? Heather, you said she was ill.
Who is that?
Janice Lane Ewart.
She didn't ask for an excuse absence, but I understand she's not well, not feeling well. Yeah.
All right. Well, then we'll just mark her absent. Heather
yeah.
Gray?
Here.
All right. Dina Colbert? Sorry. Not hearing Dina. Ursula Rudenberg?
Here.
All right. And that's it, Madam Chair. Unless there's someone else I should be asking.
I do want to mention that who was the person who you would ask received a notice? What was his name? Teresa?
I do not know.
But you just asked if he had received a notice.
I asked if Steve Pride had received a notice.
Yeah, I looked at the names that I have, and I don't have his name.
Okay. For some reason, I have his name down.
What station?
John, he's from KPFK. Is that correct, John? John Crumshaw?
Yes, that's correct. He's from KPFK.
Okay. Do you know if he was elected by your board to the affiliate task force?
I don't think we had elections for that.
Okay. Well, can you check to see if there's anyone on your LSB who would like to be on the task force and see if they can... officially endorse anyone that wants to be on this task force so we can get them on the notification list?
Sure, will do.
I sure would appreciate it. Okay, thank
Hello?
You, Chair.
I think somebody else just got on. Hello?
Hi. Sean Rhodes is here.
Who is that?
Sean Rhodes.
Hi, Sean.
How are you?
Who are you with?
WBAI.
Oh, wonderful. Right. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome. Sorry I'm late.
Did you receive a notice?
Yes, I did.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Thank
All right, and Sean, how do you spell your last name?
R-H-O-D-E-S. First
and
name,
your first name is?
S-H-A-W-N.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Who's this?
This is Teresa Allen, the secretary.
Oh. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. Great.
All right, so I did send, I hope everybody received a copy of the draft agenda. And so I didn't put down here, actually, I noticed an approval of the agenda. But let me just go over the agenda briefly. So what we wanted to do was, we know there are some folks who are in the task force who we've not yet heard from about what their interests are in the affiliate task force. We wanted to hear from them. And then we wanted to talk about the survey we're doing of the affiliate stations. We wanted to talk a little bit about the affiliate newsletter we're working on and the assistance that we need from folks on that. I put down here underwriting prospects. We are beginning to talk a little bit more about that. We might have a brief discussion about that and then announcements. John Crumshaw, I know you have an announcement you'd like to make about some of your work. And then to adjourn. So that's the agenda. Is there anything anyone would like to change or add to the agenda?
I have one item to add.
Okay.
Okay.
And what's that?
Oh, okay. When I was talking to the development director from one of the stations that I interviewed today, he told me about an organization that provides media development, and she thought this would be a great group for Pacifica to join. It's called the Public Media DEI. Have you heard of them?
Public Media... What?
Well, they're having a conference, and the conference is titled Public Media Development and Marketing, but the organization is called DEI. Have you ever heard of them? They work mostly with PBS and NPR stations, but she thought it would be a great organization for Pacifica to join.
So I will put that under announcement. Okay.
Okay. Maybe this could be researched and discussed on. I don't know if anybody in the PNB really is, has a chance to deal with development right now. But the membership is $1,500 a year to join.
Can we wait and have more discussion about that just under announcements, if that's okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Thanks, Chandra. So I've got you down there for announcements. Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think that you forgot to put approval of the agenda.
I know. I said that at the beginning.
Yeah. So right now we're on approval. In my opinion, we're on the approval of agenda.
Exactly. Thank you.
And I do not see a report from our affiliate director?
I talked with our affiliate director. She's going to chime in on some of these topics, and if she wants, she was perhaps going to give a brief report, but I'm not. We'll just see. Teresa, Ursula, are you wanting to give any kind of brief report at all? Did you get a chance work on that?
I think, with the limited time we have, we should just go ahead and meet the new members of the task force, and I'll talk during the meeting. I do want to make one change in the agenda. The last item, which you called the writing project, was kind of the closest thing to a report, and I don't really see it as an underwriting project, but as a report on work that's preliminary work on the portal. I think that's a better way to...
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll change that then. So are there any objections to the agenda as it is right now? I'm hearing no objections.
I'm confused. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Funny. What about our minutes?
Well, we held one meeting last week, and it was also kind of difficult because the time was very confusing. So one of the primary things I think we talked about was, of course, about the survey and so forth. So if anyone would like to make some comments, we don't have formal minutes from the last meeting, but I know we'll change after this one.
I'm a little bit confused, though, because didn't I send them out?
I'm sorry, Teresa.
From our meeting on April 4th of 13, I sent them out.
If you have those, do you want to make reference to them?
Yeah, I sent them out on the 5th of April.
Okay, my apology.
I mean, I can send them out again, and we can maybe, how about if I send it out right now? And
my apology. Go ahead.
And we can approve them as the last item on the agenda if you like.
It sounds good to me. Go ahead.
All right. So look for an email that's entitled 4/4/13 Draft Affiliate Task Force Minutes. Okay?
All right.
But you should have received them before.
I apologize about that. I've been a crazy month. But go ahead. Yes, thank you.
Well, that's my fault. When I looked at this agenda, I should have caught it right away. So so let me just recap. T. Allen moved that approval of minutes be last item on agenda before adjourn. And what else did we just add to the agenda?
The approval of the agenda, and then also nothing else really. We changed the description of the, rather than having underwriting, it's the preliminary work on the portal project.
Okay, preliminary work on the portal project.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I would like to discuss the item of the Center for Car Donations.
Could you put that under announcement?
Well, I don't feel that it's really technically an announcement, but if that's where you want to put it, I will.
Where would you like to?
I would rather call it something like old business, but if you want it under announcements, I will. What's the other item that's under announcements?
Chandra wanted to talk about this organization that she thinks we should perhaps join.
And what's it called? D as in Delta, EI?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you.
All right. So are there any objections to the agenda as stated?
All right, no objection. So we know that we have some people who are new to the Affiliate Task Force who we've not heard from, but maybe they'd like to hear from some of the older members of the task force as well. But John and Steve, I think you both are new to the task force, right? We would love to hear from you about what your interests are in the task force. Did you talked a little bit the last time, John, did you, a little bit? John Crenshaw?
Hi, I have my phone muted, but I'm not speaking.
No, that's nice of you. Thank you. Did you talk a little bit about your interest in the task force the last time, I think. Did you a little bit? Did you?
Yes. I said that I was interested because I have a show that is unique to Pacifica dealing with educational issues, that I would like to try to get affiliates from other areas to participate either on the topic that I have or to broadcast it on their station so we could get more input. For example, I interviewed somebody from Topeka, Kansas, on the last show, and he talked about something that he had developed that I think would have been helpful to people in other areas to know about, because he was a teacher who had worked out something to do with testing and assessment, and his school district and his school encouraged him to go ahead with it.
And that
doesn't happen. And in fact, I contrasted it with an interview with somebody from LAUSD in which everything is top down, including breakfast in the classroom, which is a mess. So those are the kinds of things I was thinking of, working with the affiliates and trying to get affiliates to participate if they have interest in the topics. For example, this topic that I'm working on now has to do with special education and service animals. So there may be people who would be interested in looking at that from an educational standpoint, or someone who might have some input or would like to carry the program. So I just was looking for advice and suggestions and so on to get started with this.
Thanks so much for that, John. I just want to ask Ursula, what do we do along these lines when some producers have ideas or ways that they'd like to get information out to the affiliates? What's your recommendation?
There's a number of ways you can do that. You can join the Pacific NF listserv and put out an email asking there for producers who might be interested. You can create an account in AudioPort, and there's a substantial... Is there an echo in what I'm saying?
No.
No.
Okay, because I'm hearing this weird echo. Let me try and...
Okay. That's better.
Sorry, I have some disconcerting echo going on here. You can join AudioPort, and in the AudioPort you see a complete list of other producers that are syndicating in a network, and you can find people who are doing like-minded programming and contact them directly. Or you can do a Sprout show and put a call out to do a Sprout show with people.
What was that last show? Teresa did send me something on Pacifica Announce, which was very helpful. And yeah. I have your echo that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now.
Is it better now?
Well, I'm echoing.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
That last suggestion, Ursula, you said something about the what?
Well, we produce a show out of the affiliate office, which gets covered a lot, and it gets picked up a lot around the country. And it features, you can collaborate with other stations to produce the show.
Okay.
Can just produce. So we would help you find other people who might want to do a show with you.
Great. Would you contact me? I know that you could send the information to my Pacifica address, and I believe that last time we thought it would be best to do that via email rather than giving the information over the phone.
Okay. Tell me your email address again.
Well, I think that last time someone suggested maybe Teresa or... Heather, that it would be best to have someone communicate that email over the email list rather than to say it on the stream.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Go ahead.
Did I recently put you on Pacifica Announce?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So then I have your email. I'll write you an email. I'll write you an email.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, sometimes it helps.
And thank you, Teresa, by the way, for getting me started on that. I appreciate it, Teresa, that you got me started on Pacifica Announce and sent me all that very useful information.
And sometimes it helps to just talk to me in person because I may know somebody who would have I might be able to suggest people that you call.
Good. Okay, I will do that then. I'll follow through.
Okay, great.
Thanks so much, John and Teresa. So, Steve, you're new to the task force as well. Did you join the meeting last time?
No.
I didn't think so either. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself or what you do or your interest in the affiliate? Are you there, Steve? Hello? I don't know. I guess, did we lose him?
I guess so. I hope we don't
Steve,
talk.
Steve, no, Sean, Steve Fry, right? No, Sean Rose.
Sean Rose.
It's Sean Rose. Sean, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm sorry. I had a couple of names given to me that I, my apologies. Sean Rose for WBAI, right?
Yes, I didn't know you.
No, I'm not, silence.
You were calling the wrong.
I was calling the wrong person who's from another station altogether. So I was looking around for some notes. So please tell us about yourself. Or did you talk a little bit at the last meeting as well?
No, and I'm not entirely new. I've been on the FLIT test in the past. I was off for a while, and now I'm rejoining, so I'm not entirely new.
Right.
Gee, so Sean, too bad you weren't on the last call. Maybe you could have run for secretary.
Oh, no.
So tell us what your interest is in the affiliate task force, what you're wanting to do.
Well, as I've observed in the past, the affiliates is the exciting part of Pacifica. That's where the growth is. And it's, relatively devoid of, internal battling, basically because we're dealing with new people and, in my estimation, it's an embodiment of what the Pacifica mission is. That is, we're going out and spreading the word about Pacifica and peace and, education. So that's why I'm glad to be part of this again.
Wonderful. All right. I would appreciate, actually, while we're doing this, even the folks who are not new. Chandra has been on this task force for a long time. Chandra, could you just share a little bit also about your interest in the task force and why it's important to you? Am I putting you on the spot?
Can you hear me now? I had you on mute.
No problem. I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've been on the task force now probably since about 03, 04, something like that. And I joined because I was at that point local station board member, and I was working for Free Speech Radio News, and I was wanting to network and get the Pacifica Affiliates program to be a fully established program within the Pacifica Foundation. And that's how I got involved, and because I think it's a very valuable resource to connect radio stations around the world with Pacifica to get our message out to a broader community and to groups that support community radio. So that was my intention of joining, and that's been my intention all along.
Wonderful. Thank you. Teresa, why don't you share? You're another one who's been on for a while. What's your interest in the affiliates?
Are you talking to me?
I am.
I'm just trying to keep up with the minutes. Just kidding me.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding you. My interest in the affiliates is that the sister stations and associate station of Pacifica can provide a good example for the affiliates and help them get ahead, and that the affiliates can do the same for us. And I think that we either hang together or we hang separately. I think that the affiliates have been inspirational to me, and that's why something like this year, I would really, really like to focus on something like the Center for Car Donations and help our affiliates reap the benefits of this program and perhaps get a better percentage return, because we're doing this as a co-op or as a group, a network that is taking advantage of these services. So I'd like to see how quickly we can reap some of these benefits.
All right. So thanks for that. So let me just mention, I'm not going to say much here. It's just that I am the person here who's on an affiliate, comes from an affiliate station, so I certainly appreciate the work of the affiliate task force and Ursula and the work that she's done as the affiliate coordinator. I think I agree with what Sean has said, that it's the entity within Pacifica that is just hugely important. It's, when you think of the this network of some 180 stations, I mean, that's huge. And the voice of progressive media is just absolutely wonderful. But that's all I wanted to say this evening. Thanks so much for all your comments, everyone. The next item on the agenda is the survey of affiliate stations, and I was wondering if Ursa would talk a little bit about the survey. We did send out a notice to folks. I really didn't get comments back except from a few people. I know, and those comments were from Carolyn, Chandra, Teresa, Dina. We need a few more folks who would be willing to talk with some affiliate stations. But I wondered if you would just give a brief overview of IRSA, of what we're trying to do with this, or why we're needing to do this survey. Just, I know you've said it before, but just briefly, give us an overview.
Well, the idea of the survey is to, excuse me, I'm getting feedback, so it's very hard to talk. But basically, we want to get idea about what constitutes our network, what various specifics about the stations there, so we can get a size of the listeners, potential listeners of our network, and that we get more information about the network for everybody involved, including the PNB, the affiliates, and people at the stations. So we've come up with a list in the last 2 years of a fair number of questions, which will help us get a portrait of the network. It's also an opportunity for people on the task force to spend a little bit of time with some of the affiliate directors. By directors, I mean the directors of the stations, to kind of get a first-hand sense of who these people are. Maybe, Chandra, do you want to describe the experience since you just went through it?
Sure. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, before Chandra talks, I just want everybody to know that she just talked with a couple of stations today. So, Chandra, we look forward to hearing what happened.
Well, I had very, very positive feedback from the two stations that I spoke to. They both really like the Pacifica program, the Pacifica affiliate program. The one problem that I have is that once you complete the survey, you can't copy it, you just submit it, and so I have no notes to reference because everything I wrote is in the survey and then just is sent off. So I would have liked to, you know, I would have liked to have had the notes of my conversation, but so I'll just do it as extemporaneously as I can. So one station basically only takes Democracy Now, and they use the Pacifica audio port to do that, and that's really their only involvement. And but the other station takes a lot of programs from throughout the Pacifica network. And when they have a downtime or a space to fill, then they go on AudioPort and see what's there. And they also like a feature of AudioPort that I was not aware of, whereas if you take certain programs, then AudioPort emails you and said, well, if you like these programs, why don't you check out these other programs? So it's kind of tailored. There's a way that it's tailored to the interests of the stations that, you know, whatever programs they take to suggest other programs that may be of interest to them. So I thought that was really cool. And this person also indicated that she wants to be more involved in the task force and she'd like to join and, you know, and maybe regularly attend or, you know, anyway, contribute more to the affiliates program. Both programs had only positive things to say about their working with the affiliate program staff, especially Ursula. They like working with Ursula a lot, very cooperative, easy to deal with, very responsive to them. And they liked working with Otis on AudioPort, and they found that really helpful. They like the idea of the Twitter feed for emergency notifications. Although one woman said that she didn't know how to do Twitter, so she'd like to learn, but she's not technically sophisticated at this point. And she'd like to be able to use more of the resources that AudioPort provides again, but she has technical limitations. So I don't know if that's something that could be provided to her through the affiliates program to help her make better use of the what the resources of AudioPort.
Can you tell me what stations you interviewed, where they were?
Okay, well, one was KRCL, and I spoke to the development director there, and the other, and they're in Utah, and the other one was KKRN, and they're in Bella Vista, California. And I was supposed to interview a third station, but I haven't heard back from them yet.
B-E-L-L-A?
B-I-S-T-A? Yeah, B-E-L-L-A, Vista.
Okay.
California.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, let's see, you want the woman's name from that station?
I just wondered, you know, the size and place of these stations.
One of them has 3,000 listeners and a 10,000 membership in their area, a potential listener membership. The other one has a much larger listener membership, base, and a much larger membership. But again, because I don't have my notes, I can't give you the specifics. I think their listener base is like 50,000, and the area that they represent is, maybe 10 times that. And one of the things that one of the women said to me, because they're both women, one was a manager and one was a development director, who used to be the manager, is that they would like to give more, and they give what they can, and each year they try to increase the amount that they donate, and if they could increase it more, they would be willing to do so. So I thought that was kind of neat also. KRCL is in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, well, I was in Salt Lake City for a conference, and there was a peace demonstration there, and there was a community radio station that took a major part in that peace demonstration.
Well, that was
spoke, and they were interviewing people, and it sounded like they were doing investigative journalism, and it sounded kind of neat. I don't know whether it's the same station. I'll have to check
on that. Most likely it is, because they sound like they're pretty activists.
Well, you know, the mayor of Salt Lake used to be, was very progressive.
That's good to know.
Yeah. It was kind of unusual. I don't know whether that had anything to do with the success of that station at the time. But.
Chandra, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
So, you know, we have how many stations now, Ursula, that really should be interviewed yet? I mean, I know we wanted to do them all, but how many more do we decide?
Somewhere between 100 and 120.
And we've done how many so far? We've done
about 35.
35.
Ursula, this is Dina. I never received a list of where to go next.
You didn't receive my email?
Okay,
I'll resend it.
Okay.
Dina, welcome.
Hi, Heather. Thank you
so
for forwarding that with my name.
Absolutely. So, in any case, for those who are on the call tonight, I mean, is there anyone who would like be interested in doing some of these surveys? Well, before everybody jumps in, I think what I'm going to do is send out another notice to the entire task force, and then maybe some of us can make some calls and see if some people might be interested in doing this. So we'll try that. It is a good opportunity. It is a good way, I think, as Chandra said, and also as Dina has said, and Teresa as well, that it's a good way to learn more about radio, actually, in the discussion that you have with folks. It's a good way to learn more about community radio and just radio overall, I think. So am I right, you guys who have done this already?
I would highly recommend it. This is Dina. I would highly recommend it as a way of a learning and growing tool. Every station has strengths, and the strengths are not necessarily our own station's strengths. And so we can learn from that.
Mm-hmm.
I never fail to be totally amazed at whether it's their own website design or looking at their programs, a particular series of programs that are just fabulous, or whether it's management structure or whether it's their fundraising suggestions. I mean, it's just endless things that I've learned and added to what is possible for Pacifica as a whole. That's all I can say. And if you're on the task force, what are you afraid of? I mean, this is like jump in and, you know, make 3 phone calls. It doesn't take that long to do. Half an hour, and you've made a friend. And think of it this way. If you really make the friendship last, you can always visit the station.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Something that Teresa and I have both done, and I think Chandra and Ursula. I mean, I have friends across the country, and it's fabulous, really. It's a great way of building relationships and making friends.
Thanks so much, Dina. So I think I'll send another notice out to the task force and we'll see
First
what we can do to get some more help.
Can I ask a question while we're at it? Have they decided where grassroots radio conferences is this year and when?
There is not this year.
Not one this year?
No.
Okay.
So the next item on the agenda is the affiliate newsletter. And so the decision was made by the task force, actually, January of last year, to start a newsletter for the affiliates. I think it's a way of I'm echoing here now, everyone. But I was actually not in that meeting, although I was asked to work on this newsletter to help organize it. But I think that, Dina, it was actually your idea to do this. And so I was wanting to know if you would share with us why you thought this was important. Now, I just want everybody to know that we have been working on this newsletter. We have done some things on this. It's not as well organized as we would like yet. We would like to have more writers. And so we'll mention that as well in just a moment. But you know, why did you think it was important that we have a newsletter?
It's an outreach tool. One of the things that I feel is that we often, it's just the nature of the beast, but we often work with the managers of stations, but the managers don't necessarily relay the information to the producers, and certainly the listening audience doesn't necessarily get that information. And what I was hoping was, as a series of marketing tools, the newsletter would be on our website, but it would also be made available to the managers to pass along to their LSBs if it's a Pacifica station, and it would be the task force's job to see that the newsletter is distributed to producers, and in turn hope that it would be made available to the listenership as well. And this was part of a series of marketing tools which would also help propel the portal project that we've talked about at various times. We want to build the total network, and that means the listenership. We're millions and millions and millions of people across the United States, but we don't utilize that very issue, and we could so easily.
All right. Thanks so much. I do want to mention that we have one of our primary writers is there in New York, Sean, Diane Reinhart. She's doing writing for us on various and sundry issues. She was the one who was writing about our Native American stations, for one. And she has, I'm trying to remember all the things she's done this past year. We've both been doing a little bit of writing, articles that we've managed to get out to the affiliates and around the country, actually. Diane is now working on our labor programming on the affiliate stations as well as the Pacifica stations. Our efforts have been to coalesce the labor programming all together and for some of these producers to meet each other. So that's a work in process right now, but I'm really quite pleased with that. Ursula, I was wondering, could you say a little bit about the labor portal that we have on the website?
Yeah, if you go to pacificanetwork.org, there's a tab at the top that says portals, and the labor portal is the first project that we've started. Essentially, it gives radio shows throughout the network who are labor shows a place to feature themselves. It identifies the shows, and it also has the ability for people to post video there, because some people want to post videos about labor issues, and it gives an opportunity for those stations or those programs to post audio on the website that they want to post about labor issues, and it also includes a forum for the labor programs to communicate with each other. There was an interest in the labor programs at Pacifica stations and affiliate stations to collaborate more effectively with each other, so the labor portal gives them a venue for doing that.
All right, thanks, Ursula. This is where I would really appreciate having some discussion with all the folks on the task force this evening. We're needing more writers, and so we have done a little bit of outreach primarily to the Pacifica stations, because we're wanting Pacifica stations to also write about what's happening in their stations. I think my concern is that I know a lot of folks around the country really don't understand or know much about community radio, so we need to educate folks everywhere, I think, about community radio, its history, you know, the work that it does, its progressive voice or whatever. But I would so appreciate the task force folks on the call tonight to see if you could please offer some suggestions on us finding more writers. So does anybody have any ideas that you'd like to share about this, or what kind of outreach we need to do in order to find some writers?
Heather, are you looking for articles, or are you looking for maybe producers writing articles about their program?
That's a good question. It could be a combination of both. But getting producers to write about their programs, writing some summaries about their programs that we can get out as well, that would be great. I'd appreciate people's ideas. I'd appreciate people's ideas along this line.
I could do that, Heather, for my show when I produce it monthly.
That'd be wonderful.
Get you some information. And then I also have, until the fund drive comes on, we have a 3-minute broadcast every Saturday, so I could put something on that. And then people could maybe link to it. Is there a way that we could build that into a newsletter? Or
Well, the way that we set the newsletter up is that essentially the stories are posted on PacificaNetwork.org, which is the website for the Pacifica affiliate and, well, for the whole network, really. And it's important as well to have fresh content for the website. And so essentially what we do is we post the stories on the website, and then the newsletter is a summary of recent stories with links to the website. So
okay. So there are links.
What you would do is send the story to us here at the office, and the best person is Chris, because he manages the website, and his email. It's just Christopher@Pacifica.org. If you send him content, he'll post it on the website, and then when we do the newsletter, we just we summarize the story and link it so that people can read the whole story on the website.
Can the newsletter be? Okay, go ahead.
I would appreciate if you could include that information when you email me.
Sure.
Thank you.
There was another comment. Ursula,
can the newsletter be posted on that cloud connection we've made?
That's for audio. That's not for written text.
Okay.
So by going, if we link the story to the website, they can listen to audio on the website.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the thing that has to be said, too, is all of this is being pushed by social network, and so, you know, we can post audio on Facebook or whatever. I mean, there's different ways that the post audio can be posted, but it gets pushed not only through the news, you know, through the newsletter, but through Twitter and Facebook as well.
So, Sean, what about there in New York, or are you at WBAI or other ideas for writers in New York? Do you have some ideas along that line?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Let me just mention that Diane is from New York, but the work that she's doing is broader in scope, right? Sort of more national work. So we need somebody reporting on some of the programs in New York.
Well, one easy way that you might want to check with Bertold about is in the May 1st newsletter, you know, in the first of every month newsletter, there is a section about specific producers and what they, either awards they've been given or different, you can just, you know, list it, I'm sure, each month.
All right,
that would be great.
But I think you need permission from Bertold.
No, I'm sure that's true. Sean, did you want to say something?
This is John.
I'm sorry.
I joined a little bit late. And I'm trying to, you know, catch the particular kind of articles that you... Or the labor articles, or just anything that has to deal with the issues that our listeners would be concerned about, or what?
John, who is this? John who?
Brinkley from WBAI.
Oh, hi, John. Thank you. Well, here I am talking with folks from the Pacifica stations. We also need to have a little bit of a dialogue about what we're going to do with... getting more writers from the affiliate stations, but this is an affiliate newsletter. It was an idea that came out of a affiliate task force meeting last January of 2012, and I think it was Dina Colbert's idea on the whole, and an excellent one, really. We wanted to get more information out about some of the programming in the various affiliates and also the Pacifica stations to inform folks about what was happening on various and sundry issues. We had some articles last year about some Native American stations, not just Native American, but other stations that are using alternative energy to power their stations, like solar and hydropower, which is kind of interesting. We had an article about the beginning of the affiliate station in the Virgin Islands. I'm just using those as some examples, but we're also now coalescing with some of the labor producers in the affiliate stations as well as the Pacifica stations to get more information out about what they're doing on labor, but also to provide the opportunity for these producers to come together to know each other better so they could coalesce on some topics. But yeah, it's to provide information to our producers, to our stations, to the Pacific stations, but also to send out articles around the country so that people are better informed about community radio generally. So it's a multifaceted project.
Mm-hmm.
But we do want to have our plan initially, which has been really hard to do at this point, but it's to have like a monthly newsletter. And then we decided, well, probably, and it would go on the PacificaNetwork.org website. And we would distribute it by email around as well. And then we decided, well, we'll try perhaps doing it quarterly. Well, just organizing this has been difficult. And one of the things that's been difficult is that we need more writers. And so that's what I'm trying to get some ideas about. Is how do we solicit, how do we find some people who would be interested in writing about their particular station? I mean, even just getting the history of the station is good. Talking about some of the critical issues that this writer thinks are being addressed by some of the producers.
Looking for controversy, or are you just looking for things that are a listener would, in a positive way, be drawn to?
We're probably looking for more positive things, but I don't know. We'll talk about the controversial things too. I mean, you want to give me an example? Well, not so much about the, you know, all the struggles we're all having in community radio. I mean, I know that's certainly an issue that we're all looking at very closely, but mostly the positive things about what our producers are doing, what they're talking about. You know, I know that's sort of a general statement. I hope it makes sense. But anyway, if you all would please think about this. Did you want to say something, John? Did you have some ideas?
No, that leaves it wide open. I can just survey our producers and see. I'm sure they would have health information. You know, community. Events that are relevant to national events. There's a lot that goes on here that I think would be relevant and appropriate.
So, thank you for that. I'll send out a notice to everyone about this and would really appreciate it if everybody would sort of keep this on your radar screen if you have some ideas along this line, or if you could identify an individual who you think would like to work with us. But Ursula, I'd appreciate hearing from you about what would be the best way of us reaching out to
you. I have an idea.
Let me ask Ursula this quick question. What we would do to reach out to the affiliates, we should just send out a notice to the general managers, I guess, or what do you recommend? Looking for writers.
I think that might work. As we're talking, I'm almost thinking that the place where the most dialogue is happening right now is via Facebook. There's actually a lot of communication going on via Facebook, and I'm thinking that I know Chris monitors that very closely, and you know whenever he sees some interesting comment somebody makes, we think, oh, that one might make a good story, and maybe that's one way of doing it. It's just paying more attention to what people are saying on Twitter and Facebook, and then following up with those people and saying, tell us more about that, or could you make a story out of that? We certainly could contact the station managers. I just based on past experience, I'm not sure we'll get a huge response we can always try. But, I think in a way what you're saying, John, I think that's great. And anything of note coming out of your listening area, we would put on the website if it, you know, was formatted in a way that was warranted national or international attention. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to get people to respond to this because they're very locally focused, you know, and everybody's stretched pretty thin. I mean, just listening to this conversation, I'm thinking that maybe a good place to start would be Facebook, because that's where people are chattering the most. You know, they're discussing most what matters to them. And maybe that would be the most fruitful place to go for with a more concentrated effort to, like, milk that for stories, you know?
So the affiliates has Facebook that Chris has been working on, right? Chris has been working on the Facebook for the affiliates, right?
Yeah, he communicates on a daily basis with an incredible number of people in the network and out of the network who, you know, follow us. It's really a lot of communications going on that, you know, may not be that visible.
Yeah, that's interesting. Teresa, you had an idea.
Yes, I think Ursula is very much correct. And I personally should probably do an article, for example, on the Execution Watch, which is very unique to KPFT. It's just gone from the air. We used to, when a person was up to be executed, we would preempt another show at, like, from 6 to 7 until they decided whether or not there would be a stay. And, I mean, that's just very unique. And since we are the execution capital of the world, it seems.
You are.
It is just something that's very unique and relevant. So I should probably do an article on that. And, I mean, because that talks about how, I mean, the fact that we have it is just shows that every station has something where they find their relevance and they fit the community. I don't necessarily think that it would be that important to contact the general managers, but certainly when you're interviewing someone or you're doing that survey, if there's something about a station that you're surveying that intrigues you, why not write a little article about it? I mean, last time we had, Bobby Tryon from KKRN on? I looked at their website and it was just fascinating to just kind of piece it all together and see how they were serving their community. I mean, basically, the biggest thing in that community was that little community clinic, I think, and they were right behind a community clinic, and it was just really powerful. So I'm thinking that as we do more surveys, some ideas might come out, and the feature should be on the positive, relevant news that comes from our affiliates. And getting that kind of information as you do the survey seems like it would fit.
All right, thanks so much, Dina. We're going to move on in this agenda, but I want to just recap some of what we talked about on this. And one is that Teresa said she's going to write an article, will consider writing an article about the Execution Watch program at her station. Sean, you said that you would begin seeking looking for some potential writers from WDAI.
Yeah.
It occurred to me one more time. Sean said he was going to do some outreach for look for some writers at WDAI.
All right.
Okay. John Crumshaw is going to send us something about his pedagogy program. So I don't know exactly. You said a few things there, John, but you'll articulate that with us, right? Right?
I will unmute and then I will articulate. the information that I would send, for example, if I wrote about this week's 3-minute segment, Breakfast in the Classroom, I might mention that this is something going on under the federal program in which schools get money back for feeding children, and there seems to be an economic motivation behind it. Are other school districts throughout the country now pushing this program with old or moldy food, or are they not doing this? Is this just an aberration in Los Angeles, or is it something happening everywhere? Because there seems to be quite a bit of discussion about this so-called breakfast in the classroom. So that's just one issue, but it might be something that would get people's attention, and they might want to find out more about their local school system and see what's happening as far as the school lunch program or something like that.